Chapter 5. Matthias, the warrior of Redwall, stood with his back to the empty fireplace. Cornflower had gone out early to help with the baking. Golden morning sunlight streamed through the windows of the small gatehouse cottage, glinting off the dewy fruit piled upon the table. There was a pitcher of cold cider, some cheeses, and a fresh-baked loaf set out for breakfast, but Matthias lacked the appetite to do it justice and stared miserably about the room. It was neat and cheerful, which did not reflect the warrior's mood. There was a knock on the door.
"Come in, please,"
he called, straightening up. The Formal entered, tipping the top of his black velvet-furred head with a huge digging claw. He wrinkled his button nose in a wide smile that almost made his bright little eyes vanish.
"Good morn to you, Matt Wazier. Us moles be digging a cooker pit today. Mayhaps you'd like to help?"
Matthias smiled fondly. He patted his old friend's back, knowing the mole had come to cheer him up.
"Thank you for the offer, Formal. Unfortunately, I have other more serious business to attend this morning." That sounds like it in the next room, just getting out of bed. Will you excuse me, my friend?"
"Ha ha! He be a right lad o' your young Matty. Don't whack him too hard now."
Formal chuckled and left to join his crew. Matthias had been far too angry to deal with his son on the previous afternoon, so he sent him straight off to bed without tea or supper. Now the warrior stood facing the bedroom door, watching the tousled head of his son peer furtively round the door jamb. Seeing his father, he hesitated.
"Come in, son."
The warrior curled a paw at him. The young mouse entered, gazing hungrily at the laden breakfast table, before turning to face his father. Sternness had replaced the previous day's anger on the warrior's face.
"Well, what have you got to say for yourself, Matameo?"
"I'm sorry,"
Matameo mumbled.
"I should hope you are."
"I'm very sorry,"
Matameo mumbled again.
"Formal said I should whack you. What do you think?"
"I'm very, very sorry. Thrown up and again, Dad."
Matthias shook his head and placed a paw on his son's shoulder.
"Matty, why do you do these things? You hurt your mother, you hurt me, you hurt all our friends. You even get your own little pals into trouble. Why?"
Matameo stood tongue-tied. What did they all want? He had apologised, said he was very sorry. In fact, he would never do it again. Jess Squirrel, his mother, Constance, they had all given him a stern telling off. Now it was his father's turn. Matameo knew that the moment he set paw out of doors, he would be spotted, probably by Abbot Modalphus, and that would mean another stern lecture. Matthias watched his son carefully. Beneath the sorrowful face and drooping whiskers, he could sense a smouldering rebellion, resentment against his elders. Turning to the wall of the fireplace, Matthias lifted down the great sword from its hangers. This was the symbol of his rank, warrior of Redwall. It was also the only thing that could command his son's total attention. Matthias held the weapon out.
"Here, Matty, see if you can wield it yet."
The young mouse took the great sword in both paws, eyes shining. He gazed at the hard, black-bound handle with its red pommel stone, the stout cross-tree hilt and the magnificent blade. It shone like snowfire, edges sharp and keen as a midwinter blizzard. The tip pointed like a thistle spike. Once, twice, he tried to swing it above his head. Both times he faltered, failing because of the sword's weight.
"Nearly, father. I can nearly swing it."
Matthias took the weapon from his son. With one paw, he hefted it and swung it aloft, twirling it, whirling it, until the air sang with the thrum of the deadly, wonderful blade. Up, down and around it swung, coming within a hair's breadth of Matameo's head. Turning, Matthias snicked a stalk for an apple, sliced the loaf without touching the table, and almost carelessly flicked the rind from the cheese. Finally, Matthias gave the sword a powerful twist into the warrior's salute, bringing the blade to rest with its point quivering in the floor.